Baltimore County Councilwoman Vicki Ammons took herself out of the running last night to complete Kevin Kamenetz's term as county executive. Kamenetz died nearly 2 weeks ago. His term ends December 3rd. WIPR's John Lee reports that Ammons said no thanks, even though she had enough votes on the county council to land the job.
Black cloth remains draped over the Doric columned entrance to the historic county courthouse to mark the passing of Kamenetz, who died of a heart attack. Inside the courthouse last night, the county council held a public hearing on who should finish out his term as county executive. And right from the start, Councilwoman Almond announced she would not take the job she's running for in the Democratic primary for county executive.
Kevin Kamenetz believed in fair and vigorous campaigns, and so do I. Kevin's successor should not be chosen as part of a political coronation by council colleagues.
But if last night's public hearing is any gauge, it may have been risky political business for Almond to take the job. A number of those who spoke, like Brad Croner, sent a clear message they did not want anyone currently running for public office to be handed the county executive position.
Appointing a candidate for any office at this point would cause undue influence on the election cycle, which should play out naturally with the June primary just a month away.
The county charter states that the county council should select a replacement for a county executive who can't complete his or her term. The new executive must be from the same political party as the previous one. Kamenetz was a Democrat. Gary Brewster, a former state delegate who said he had known Kamenetz for nearly 50 years, floated this idea. Wait until after the June 26 primary, then appoint whoever wins the Democratic primary. Almond, State Senator Jim Brochin, or former delegate Johnny Yoshefsky to finish Kamenetz's term.
Yes, others have been mentioned, and many of them are very appealing candidates. But they haven't been vetted, they haven't been through the process, like those that have chosen to enter the combat of this race to be county executive.
Republican Councilman David Marks called that idea absurd.
In one breath, people say they want a fair process, and in the next breath, it's being suggested that you anoint the Democratic candidate who immediately has an unfair advantage in the general election.
The name most mentioned last night as a replacement for Kamenetz was his chief of staff, Don Moeller. Kathy Forbes and others told the council Moeller knows Kamenetz's vision for the county.
Don's not running for anything. On top of that, he's a good guy and a person who enjoys widespread support of members of both parties.
Democratic Councilman Tom Quirk said he supports Moeller and believes the seven council members, four Democrats and three Republicans, may be able to make him a consensus candidate.
Don Moeller is somebody that both Republicans and Democrats have worked well with.
Moeller did not return a call for comment, and Council Chairman Julian Jones cautioned that last night was not a straw poll. Jones says the council also received more than 100 emails from people who wanted to give their two cents that way on who should complete Kamenetz's term. In her opening remarks, Councilwoman Almond said the county has suffered greatly in the last couple of weeks, first with the death of Kamenetz, then the killing Monday of police officer Amy Caprio, adding this is an extraordinary, humbling time in Baltimore County. The council meets again on Thursday to pass Kamenetz's last county budget. It's possible they could also pick the person who will complete his term. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 and WIPR.